faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Because America has never lived through tyranny, at least not in the modern era, the right wing, the freedom-oriented half of this country, has some pretty big misperceptions about the left wing. I hear them repeat it all the time on Fox News. Left-wingers hate police. They don't like policing. Left-wingers don't like guns. They want to take the guns. Wrong. No, dead wrong on both counts. Because we don't know what we're looking at, it can be hard to stop. So let's look at a textbook example we've been using on this podcast the last few weeks. Venezuela. 2012 rolls around, and Venezuela does what's typical for the left. They pass a complete ban on private gun ownership, ostensibly because of crime, to keep people safe. Venezuelans would have to wait another 5 years, though, to find out what it was really about. Because within 5 years of the gun ban in 2012, Maduro was arming loyalists to his regime. They were the only ones allowed to have guns, and there's a hell of a lot of them. 400,000 loyalists. Yep, that's the headline from Fox News, April 18th, 2017. Venezuela's Maduro to provide guns to 400,000 loyalists amid peaking tension. Now do you kind of see where this is going? Who were these loyalists exactly? They were first created by Hugo Chavez. They were not military forces, not at all. They were specifically described, even to the outside, civilians who joined armed militias. Again, 400,000 of them. That is a massive number for a country the size of Venezuela. They were armed, according to Chavez, to protect his, quote, revolution, unquote, from external and domestic attacks. Now, fast forward to my podcast from just a few weeks ago, when we were talking about how Maduro is now following the Democrats' lead, copying what they do almost exactly. For instance, every one of the key leading 8 members of Donald Trump's campaign that got him elected in 2016 have now been arrested, tried, and convicted. Trump is the only one that hasn't been convicted. And I did a podcast a few weeks ago on how eerie it was that Maduro is doing the exact same thing. And he has now had all of the leaders of the campaign of his very popular opposition, the candidate trying to run against him, arrested, right? So what happens? Well, she was running in her party's primary. She was very popular, and a lot of people wanted to go and vote for her, so she would be then put on the ticket, they hoped, to run against Maduro. But what happened on the way to the polls? They were beaten, shot, and otherwise terrorized by some folks called colectivos. Who are the colectivos? They're criminals, but they're special criminals. People often with rap sheets and histories of crime who are very loosely affiliated with the Venezuelan regime. You can tell they're loyalists because they have guns. And what do? They sic the colectivos on you. They're violent. They're criminal. And look, you know, if you got hit over the head on the way to the polls, I mean, look what happened. I mean, the guy's a criminal. What do you expect? And you can never quite prove the loyalty of the colectivos to the regime. They're shock troops, highly effective shock troops because of the deniability. Now, can you see why you might want to get rid of armed police officers who are loyal to their towns, loyal to their cities, loyal to the mayors and the councils they serve, and replace them with this kind of shadowy sort of criminal class that is vaguely loyal to the regime, but not directly connected? 400,000 of them. There's probably more today. Now, why do I bring this up? Because you're watching the beginning of it in America. And there's that same weirdness of operation around the pro-Palestinian, pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas, death to America chanting protesters that you're seeing block major intersections to Chicago O'Hare, the Golden Gate Bridge. They're in New York. They're violent. They're burning flags. Folks, when I started in talk radio 17 years ago, these people weren't even in our country. They were in their countries. They were marching. They were burning flags and they were chanting death to America. But they were in their country. Now they're in our country. So Democrats who lead these places, Gavin Newsom is one of them in California, they make tepid statements of, well, you know, we've got to protect protests, but you know, you can't block rush hour traffic. Yet there's their deniability, the same deniability that the Maduro regime uses to terrorize its citizens in Venezuela. But are they really just random protesters, or are these agents of the Democrat Party? I'll play this clip from Senator Tom Cotton, and you decide.
This isn't just left-wing protesters. This is the entire machinery of the Democratic Party that protects these radical ideologues.
This is who they are.
As you said,
not?
Act Blue, which is, yeah.
Now, this is the Democrat Party.
The Democratic fundraising machine is raising money to pay for bail for these lunatics, just like Kamala Harris raised money to pay for the bail for the BLM rioters in the summer of 2020. This is the Democratic Party machinery supporting these radical ideologues. So they're not really sympathetic to people who are trying to catch a flight at O'Hare to go visit a parent or see a kid's graduation, or to a mom who's got to get her kid to the doctor's office or school in the morning. They're sympathetic to all of these anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesters, and therefore...
That's right. Act Blue, the funding wing of the Democrat Party, has been bailing out these protesters that have been blocking bridges and the pathways to get to airports. And folks, they are radical. I mean, think about Hamas butchered 1,400 Jews simply from being Jewish. They were civilians. They raped women and would stab them if they moved while being raped. That's from the New York Times. These are brutal people. If you want to see how the Democrats intend to use these people, all you've got to do is look back a few years at the $2 billion worth of damage. That's the insurance industry estimate done by the Black Lives Matter rioters. Folks, the only other incident on U.S. soil that caused more damage, adjusted dollar for adjusted dollar, is the Civil War. And you get an idea of what Democrats are planning here. Laura Ingraham made a great point about this.
If these people were protesting the open border and had shut down these major arteries going into airports, don't you think Merrick Garland would be announcing massive RICO charges, huge task force? They'd do another J6 on this, would they not?
Yeah, it'd be SWAT teams coming in, just like you saw at the Supreme Court today, Laura, where the feds stretched the law to round up hundreds of January 6 defendants, stretching it beyond its plain meaning to include two counts against Donald Trump. That's what they do when it's conservatives undertaking such activities.
All right, now let's go back and look at the pattern of who the Democrats are bringing in. And I want to go way back, because none of this, oopsie, did we bring some violent, unvettable people in by the hundreds of thousands. None of this is the accident they'd like us to believe.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I want to go back to the year 2016. Headline, Politico. Obama raises refugee goal to 110,000, infuriating GOP. Yet those were just Syrian refugees. Remember how horrific Syria was at the time? Mass graves filled with Christians. The biggest one they found had 15,000 bodies in it. The slave trade markets where captured women would be sold as sex slaves. Who are these people in the mass graves? Who are these people being sold at the sex markets? Well, they were Christian and secular women, men, innocent people. They were not Sunni Muslims. Yet 93% of the refugees Obama took, and he met his 110,000 goal for 2016. He'd take over 200,000 of them total. 93% of the refugees were Sunni Muslims from Syria. Who were the Sunni Muslims in Syria? They were the ones killing the Christians. They were the ones running the slave markets where women were sold to be enslaved, and girls, for sex. They were the ones that the government of Bashar al-Assad was trying to drive out. They weren't suffering. They were brutalizing everyone around them in an ethnic cleansing. And we took over 200,000 of them. The Obama regime, as I explained exhaustively at the time on the radio, was very clever about this because there'd been such tales of Syrian suffering and woe, they used that as cover to take Syrian refugees. Few people realized 93% of them were from not the victim class, but the true oppressor class in Syria. So where did these people go? They went to Minnesota. They went to Michigan. And now the chance of death to America, they're on our streets. Why? Because this is who we took. That's just one small example. Previous podcasts I've done in the last year, we documented how the Organization for Islamic Cooperation was bringing in 700 to 1,000 mostly male, all Muslim men, night after night after night after night at the Brownsville crossing. This went on for months. I played you the audio of some Muslim men from Guinea who were asked, hey, what are you here for? You know, what are you going to do when you get here? They said, we're going to join the Marines. They hadn't even crossed the border illegally yet. Do you see what's going on here? And we've got new numbers that reflect this. The Democrat Party is building colectivos, is what they're doing. They're building militias. This is not an accident. Let me give you some numbers that are shocking. And folks, this shows you what the Democrats are trying to normalize, because moving masses of military-age men over the border, it's becoming a problem for them. It's just, it's too much of a photo op. This number that broke 2 days ago is staggering. It's the full number. Joe Biden has flown over the border or simply given a QR code to that allows them to walk through our ports of entry. So they're not real obvious on the border. That number is 950,000 between January 2023 and March of 2024. So a little over a year, 950,000. 547 of those just applied on the CPB One app, got a little QR code. They're still illegal immigrants. And then they just walk through our ports of entry and flash that to the, you know, the person for admission. They're still illegal immigrants. Having a QR code doesn't make you legal. So that was 547,000. Now, listen to this. Another 404,000 were direct flown here. They're still illegal immigrants, too. From Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. What is significant about that list? Well, if they're from Cuba, Haiti, or Venezuela, they're utterly unvettable. We have no idea who they are. In fact, they're probably criminals. Why? We don't have the cooperation of those governments. We can't vet them. And we know for a fact, Venezuela has said just in recent weeks, they're emptying out their prisons of their most vile and violent criminals in what they call their second chance program. See, the Democrats don't want to know who these people are, but they do want Venezuelan-style colectivos. So here you go. I mean, look at Haiti. Haiti is a failed state run by a gangster who is known for cannibalism. We can't vet who comes through Haiti. In fact, at this point, we can't vet who goes to Haiti in order to be flown out of Haiti into the U.S. 404,000 of them illegally flown here between January of 23 and March of 24. Do you see what's happening? I'm beginning to think this is on purpose. Part of the problem here is the confusion over illegal immigration because the Republicans have no war room. They have no joint message of any kind. It has not been explained to the American people until yesterday by Senator Mark Green, as the Mayorkas impeachment is being walked over from the House to the Senate. Senator Mark Green finally explained what is wrong with what Biden is doing. It's illegal. Take a listen.
The Immigration and Nationality Act is clear, shall detain. And in the case of criminal felons, shall detain and deport. The law says it. In the case of this law, it says you shall detain everyone. Mr. Mayorkas has worked to create policies intentionally to subvert those laws. When one executive branch official thinks they can just willy-nilly do whatever they want, disregard the other branch of government, that is a road to tyranny.
Finally, I've been waiting for years. One Republican, only one, explained this to the American people. The law is clear. You don't get to keep them. You don't get to give them an Obama phone. You don't get to buy them a plane ticket and put them on it and send them into the interior. These things are illegal. So is what they've now begun to do again, which is to go to other countries, countries that are kind of sketchy, and pick up illegal immigrants and fly them in 404,000 times. Folks, every week that goes by, this number gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. We're only just finding out what they've done. Why are they doing this? Because as Maduro studies them and copies what they do, they are doing exactly what Maduro does. This is also why that Obama judge who ruled 2.5 years ago that illegal immigrants do not have Second Amendment rights suddenly recalls the case and changes the verdict. Something you never see happen. Changes the verdict to, well, there have been a few more court rulings from the Supreme Court since then, so I just changed my mind. Actually, illegal immigrants do have Second Amendment rights. And look what she did. She went a step further in that ruling and said they still have Second Amendment rights even when they commit crimes in America. I mean, in addition to being an illegal immigrant, even when they commit crimes. In fact, she said they have Second Amendment rights all the way on up to them using a gun to commit a violent crime. That was too much for her, but she said, you know, up to then. So what are they doing? They're getting ready to arm the illegal immigrants at some point in the future. I don't know if this will be next week, to arm the illegal immigrants with kind of dangerous background that they bought in. Sounds just like Venezuela.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.